Joyful blessings. This is Kaylin Castell. I am the co-founder of the Shamanic Astrology Mystery School and the creator of the Celestial Timings. And this is a look at the Sun in Gemini. And the Sun moves into Gemini 30 days before the June solstice. So it is representing, in the area of the world that I live, it is definitely early summer. It is hot here in Arizona, in Tucson, Arizona, by the time the Sun reaches Gemini. That is part of the energy. It is an air sign. It is about, so it's connected to the mind, to the mental realms. And it is an energy that's really here to serve spirit through communication and through storytelling and through humor and being the entertainer and the court jester or the Heyoka Coyote woman or the Heyoka Coyote person, the person who reminds us not to take ourselves too seriously, about, you know, it's about getting the cosmic joke and seeing the fun in life, you know, having fun and playing, going beyond the realm of duality that says this is good or this is bad, ultimately looking at how to be free of the realm of duality, and also being connected to the creative muse. So people who have a Gemini sun will have some of these qualities, but it's not the archetypal mystery school they're working on, as I have said in probably each of these audio recordings. It is the energy that takes them to their goals. So, for example, if we have somebody who is, Mars in Pisces and Capricorn rising, they're here for a pretty serious function. It's not, you know, it's a how can I help and heal, and how can I administrate a domain, which is, you know, isn't something that is thought of as sort of playful and fun. But when you're burning Gemini fuel, it's great to help lighten up the intensity of what Pisces and Capricorn might be most focused on. So it does lend that sense of levity, of seeing the cosmic joke, of, you know, being able to be, someone who doesn't have to take it quite so seriously can make it more fun, more playful, more creative in the process. So, and also be a good communicator, a good writer, somebody who can really communicate well because they're burning this Gemini fuel. If somebody has just lost my train of thought. So Gemini is the energy or the fuel that does have the ability to connect to something that's very creative beyond what we might consider is middle world reality. And that's a great gift. That's a great aspect to have. Now, how expressed the Gemini is for a person can depend on a lot of factors. If Saturn is conjunct, square, or opposite the Gemini sun, it may act more like a Capricorn sun. If Pluto is aspecting the Gemini sun, it may not be as playful and fun of an energy, or it may feel more challenging, or that if a person does go into more of a Gemini space, you know, as the energy and the fuel that they burn, it may not always be safe for them to do that. So there's a lot of factors to look at in how the sun energy might show up for a person individually. But in terms of the time of year, this is a great time to be socializing, networking. There's a great abundance on the earth. It's a great time to be connecting with others. I think that in ancient times, this would be when cultures would travel and, you know, tribes would gather, and there would be tribal gatherings, clan gatherings perhaps, or, you know, where different families or tribes would come together and celebrate, network, share ideas, communicate, that kind of thing. So it really fits in with what we know and understand of the Gemini archetype. So the main thing that Gemini would want us to remember is that the most important thing is that even if we're a serious person, not to take ourselves too seriously, and the same goes for life.